The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. This program will take you behind the scenes and deepen your understanding about the patterns and perspectives of leadership today. Now, here's your host, John Schmidt.
Well, hello. Welcome, everyone, again to this week's edition of Zoomed Leadership. I am, of course, your host, John Schmidt, and usually I take you out to the big picture and into the up close and personal, as well as toward a world of desirable futures, those that I always like to say are rich with the essence of constant renewal. But this week, folks, some adjustments to let you know about. Zoomed Leadership will, of course, be continuing in coming weeks and months and years, but as I have just used the language of our show, constant renewal, we are going to be continuing that with renewal in mind. We're going to be supported by a new website, a further array of distinguished guests, a further framing of what is really going on in this time of great change. This time, as I like to talk about, as an immense transition on the planet. But all of this continuation is going to be happening through broadcast beyond Voice America. This is, folks, our last contracted show with the network. And Zoomed Leadership is transitioning to the next stage of our own development and evolution. We have actually decided to take this direction, and I have in particular decided to take this direction and make this transition partially in concert with the very up-close and personal dimensions and transitions of my own life and experience at the moment. Last week, my father passed away unexpectedly, and beyond the memorial this week and my role as executor of the estate, I am also amidst a rather complicated process that also includes admitting my dad's wife into hospice and his wife's daughter into further, more advanced Alzheimer's care with, as you might imagine, all the ensuing legal dimensions of guardianship and much, much more. Of course, the much, much more are details that aren't relevant, and I'm sure you aren't really as interested in, certainly not relevant for our show, but the period, I think, of transition overall is a shared context relative to Zoomed. Many of you, I'm sure, have lived similar circumstances regarding the preciousness that we find in our parents and others and the preciousness of life and living. But I got to tell you, for me, this experience and this process has brought me even closer to an awakeness and to a really a reality-centered groundedness, I think. And it's from that place that I sense it is actually time for a further next step evolution to Zoomed and a Zoomed transition to where I think it might actually be in its evolution. The new website for Zoomed is not yet up. It has been delayed just temporarily due to my own circumstances and the sidelining that I'm talking about. But you can rest assured it is coming very soon in days, if not a week or more. And it's going to include a much more interactive underpinning to it, as well as everything that you've been expecting from the site and that Voice America has provided in the past, including an archive of all of our shows that go back to inception. But you know, I think I even mentioned it on an earlier show this year that I actually began the year with a very introspective focus. And I did it on New Year's Day, probably while others were mostly football bound and football focused. But I started the year with some others answering three questions or really focusing on three particular statements. if I had one day to live, if I have one year to live, and if I had one life to live, how would I really and truly do it? How would I live it most fully? And I got to tell you, part of the response for me, at least at the lifetime level, was and includes the engaging part of the Zoomed exploration, but doing it more fully, doing it more completely, doing it perhaps more widely, but most of all doing it with perhaps a higher degree of quality and really even extending the base of guests that we've had on the show to enrich the conversation and the sense of reality of what's really going on. So that's what is intended with this transition, with this continuity from where we have been in the past to where we might go in this unfolding future. And all the Zoom shows will be available on the new website. All of what you've heard and listened to, and I'm certainly aware that there's a great deal of interest in many of the archive shows, it will all be there for easy access. And iTunes will still be a source point for past and future shows as well. And if you're signed up for that feed, you'll still get it. And perhaps as the lion's share of our listeners, I think, really either go to archived shows or to the download versions automatically through iTunes. All of that will continue, just as the continuing base of the listener audience will continue as it has progressed over the last almost 4 years we have been involved in this. I've asked for Voice America to continue with the archive of the shows on the Voice America site for some transition period. I haven't worked out the details. I suspect we'll do that. And we haven't yet made the decision about the live broadcasting venue and the extent and how we might do that with call-ins and so forth. But we are assessing, and my team is actually assessing a number of options that are before us. And I'll let you know the details on that in coming broadcast, and I'll let you know about the intentions. But I've really got to say, I have enjoyed the Voice America context and experience and connecting to you through this medium with Voice America. I am appreciative of the connections that I've made to you, many of our listeners, and I know many of you have come to the show and found us initially through the Voice America network at large, in addition to those that we brought to the network coming in initially out of our own base of connections and our own base of people interested in our work overall as consultants and the larger view that we've had. I look forward to continuing the show. And I'd like to say thanks to the Voice America group that has supported the show, Chad included in that, who's supporting the show here, but the array of people that have been involved in supporting the show over time. I wish the best to Voice America and the continued success that they have been progressing as they have been increasingly growing in their depth and breadth and scope. But folks, that's it for this week's. That's it. We are actually going to continue this conversation even more fully, more deeply, even perhaps even more multifaceted than we have been. And next show, we will continue to get back up on the balcony. There are some really important realities to continue to get our collective hands, our collective minds, our collective hearts around. It is a critical time to do all that. It is really, really important for us to continue to consider the reality that we're living into and what is actually coming in these coming years. But first, this transition. So folks, until next show, we will be in transition mode. Look for the website in coming days and weeks. And in the midst of time here, as always, what I suggest and ask you to do is enjoy. Enjoy life. It is so precious and happens to go by so quickly. John Schmidt out here for Zoomed Leadership on Voice America. Next time we'll be talking Zoomed Leadership in its next step. Have a great week, folks. Enjoy. Talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you again for listening to Zoomed Leadership with host John Schmidt. Please be sure to join us again next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. And have a terrific week. The Zoomed Leadership Conversation today, as well as shows both past and upcoming, are intended to illuminate perspectives on the great transition in motion, the extraordinary era of change that is affecting all of our personal lives, our organizations, our communities, and our governing institutions. Big shifts are happening, and more are coming. Some can be foreseen, but many are outside current paradigms of thought. All, however, ultimately will be shaped by new and expanding forms of leadership, capable of holding the widest possible views and the deepest forms of interconnection. Join Zoomed host John Schmidt weekly as he rides the rising wave of intelligence, moving us all toward a world of immense potential, dynamism, and economic, social, and environmental renewal. Zoomed is sponsored in part by Avastone Consulting, a source point for development of leadership and organizational resilience and sustainability for the last 25 years. Find John and his colleagues at Avastone via avastoneconsulting.com.